What's up, guys? TripDriver101.com. A little helpful hint for all you guys out there. If you got a truck, you got a brand new truck, it's going to burn some oil. Now, trucks take gallons, okay? So you need to be aware that when you say your truck went through a gallon of oil, that it's burning it, unless it's leaking it. Obviously, those are one or two things. It doesn't just disappear. So if you lose 4 gallons of oil, that means that you have a serious problem, especially if you did it in a short amount of time. Now, it's common to lose maybe a gallon over a long amount of time, maybe 2, maybe 3 or 4 months. You know, you might have to add a gallon. Then that's a little bit bad, but not super. But you shouldn't be putting a lot of oil in it, especially not 4 gallons of oil in after you just checked it that morning and it was all right. You got something seriously wrong with your truck, and you need to take it in to get it looked at. Now, the reason I bring this up is I was watching a video and a guy lost 4 gallons, and he said he checked it that morning, and it wasn't low at all, and not 4 gallons low. So basically you're saying in less than 10 hours you burned 4 gallons of fuel. That's pretty fucking extreme. So you definitely need to say, fuck it, go to the shop. I gave you 3 little things about this too. If you leaking oil like that or burning oil like that, and they tell you don't go to the shop because they want you to go to a terminal, right, or go to some warranty shop or whatever, you need to get it on the Qualcomm of them telling you to do it. So if the block blows on that motherfucker, if you burn that engine up, right, you ain't gonna get fired. And yes, they will fire your ass for that. Most companies will fire you for blowing out a block on an engine. So you want to make sure on the Qualcomm it says that they're aware that the engine is fucked up, they're aware that you're having problems, and they're also okaying that they're going to reimburse you for all those gallons of oil or antifreeze or whatever when you're in a situation like that where you're losing a fluid, that they're going to actually reimburse you. You need to get that on the Qualcomm so you have proof. So when it's time to get reimbursed, you don't have to worry about any bullshit. Now, that 9 times out of 10, that won't happen, but unless it's on the Qualcomm or somewhere in writing, you can get fucked, especially if it's the oil, because if the oil goes, the engine blows, right? And not only did you just lose your job, you know, you got to go to another company and explain why you were so stupid you didn't know how to put oil in the truck. You know, little heads up for any truckers out there, but oil is the lifeblood of the vehicle. You want to make sure it is burning. Like I said, 2 or 3 months, you add a little bit, that's not too bad, right? Maybe 6 months you add a little bit, that's not too bad. But if you adding oil on a heavy, like gallons and gallons of oil on a consistent basis, and you have, you know, and unless your truck is new, if your truck is new, you'll burn some oil, but it shouldn't, it'll go away over time. I remember when I got my first new truck, I burned through maybe a gallon every 3 months. I had to put 1 or 2 gallons in there. Then after that, after about 3-4 months, it's just kind of tapered off to breaking the engine in. And that was partially because I was hauling super heavy-ass loads, and they seemed to like to put my rookie behind in mountains. That's a whole nother story. And mountains will cause you to burn more fuel. More oil from just the engine, the strain on the engine. But it should still be reasonable. You should be talking about 1 or 2 gallons or 3 gallons in a year. Right, you should definitely not be talking about 4 gallons after a 10-hour break. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com, just talking oil. What's up, guys? Truckdriver101.com. I was watching my boy Trucker Brown. Trucker Brown going to lease him a truck. So if you want to lease a truck, you go check out Trucker Brown. He's going to give you the real deal, the 100-proof, from the rooter to the tutor of all the real deal. He seemed a little down. I said on his video, I made the comment, cheer up. He worried about him failing in his business. And my thing about that is, never worry about failing at anything. First of all, if you're in a lease purchase program or you buy a truck, if shit don't work out, you're going to get a repossession. That's it. You're going to lose some money. That's true. But it ain't like you lost your CDL. You can go right back in a company truck. You'll pay off those debts in no time. You're not going to get, a lot of guys are trying to scare people talking about, you're going to get all that, you'll get the full amount of the lease. No, you do not get, you don't have to pay the full amount of the lease. Now, 2019, you have to pay a portion of the lease. Right? They can't really, and for anybody, I'll disagree with anybody in the fucking comments who tries to tell me that they're going to charge you $100,000. I've known too many guys who walked away from lease purchase programs. A lot of times they just lose, their maintenance account. And that's money. I mean, you're going to lose some money, but ultimately, the chance to have your own business is worth that risk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you literally took the chance to make possibly $100,000 a year, right? Or just have more control over your life and be home when you want to. Those types of things, that's worth the risk, you know? I always say money's not a guarantee, control is. That's what I always say you should go in for. But either way, don't be afraid of it. Because success is there. There are people making money. And you can succeed. Don't just focus on losing. So you guys need to go out. Anybody curious about lease purchase programs, check out Trucker Brown. He got a whole owner-op thing that he's doing right now with his father, and he's got his own truck coming up. So check that out. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com.